He came up with some cracking saves. He did have some work to do despite that scoreline on the weekend. It was Sydney FC 4-0 against the Wanderers. And the man who kept that clean sheet for Sydney FC in goals was Denny Vukovic, who joins us on the line. Hi, Danny.
G'day, guys.
Hey, what an atmosphere, mate. 62,000 people. It must have been a thrill.
It was truly amazing. It was the biggest crowd I've ever played in front of. And it was a great display for all of the A-League and a great result, obviously, for our team. Yes.
Despite the flares, we've just got to get rid of those flares, don't we?
Yeah, it's a shame. Look, I think two flares went off, which means two people in a crowd of 62,000 decided to misbehave. And it's a shame that we're talking about two people out of that many who came out and supported their teams in the right way.
And, mate, you were excited as anybody on the field. Regarding that, your big sprint to Graham Arnold, you gave him the big hug.
Yeah, look, it was a massive game, a huge hype surrounding it, and I just couldn't believe the way that we played and the scoreline. We didn't envisage a scoreline like that. We certainly were confident we'll get the win, but my excitement got the better of me, I think, after that third goal went in. I think after that one, we sort of knew we'd won the game, and it was a good time to start celebrating.
Looked like he gave you a bit of a reminder. Get back in the goal, buddy.
Yeah, no, look, he celebrated initially, then just told me to get my mind on the job and keep the clean sheet, which me and the boys in front of me got on with the job.
Mate, you're a Sydney boy, so it was good to be back in playing for Sydney FC.
Yeah, it's great to be home. It's been 12 years since I've lived in Sydney, and great to be around family and friends, and had a pretty tough season last year on and off the pitch, so felt it was a good environment to put myself back into, and it's only early days, but things have started off really well.
Yeah, big changes there being part of this squad, and how's the squad feeling?
Yeah, we're going good. We've had a very good pre-season. The pleasing aspect is every game we've played in pre-season, I feel that we've gotten better, and we wanted to carry that out into the first game, and we managed to do that. But, now our focus has turned to our second game of the season, which is against Mariners this Saturday.
Yeah. And, of course, you spent some time up there, mate. In fact, you had, what, 5 or 6 years? You played over 100 games for the Mariners.
Yeah. I've played my first 5 years in the A-League at the Mariners, and it's a club that I always have a soft spot for. They've done so much for my career. Certainly not this weekend. I'm obviously doing everything in my power to beat them, but had a great 5 years up on the coast.
Mm. Mate, you will have felt the effect of each year of the A-League. It seems to be growing. I mean, we go back to that crowd that you experienced on the weekend. Do you get that sense, Danny, that it continues to grow, the A-League?
Yeah, it certainly has grown over the last 12 years, and it's something that I'm really proud of, to have been a part of it from the start and to see how far it's come, and not only the fans coming through the gates, but I feel the product has gotten a lot better. The style of football is a lot better, and I think the coaches have improved also. So all over, I think everything's moving in the right direction, and hopefully it can continue to grow.
Mate, well, you basically have the same lineup. Can you give us a little bit of an insight there if there's been any key changes from Graham Arnold this week for the side to take on the Central Coast?
Not too sure yet in terms of team selection. Boys are all fit. Everyone was fit prior to that first game also, so he had a full squad to choose from, Graham. And he said it before, and he continues to say it to us as well. He's got massive headaches when it comes to selecting a side. We've got a very good squad to choose from. So sure, he'll pick the strongest possible lineup for that game against the Mariners.
Danny, it must be good if you're sitting back there watching the goals being scored, and there's someone like Bobo who is getting the ball in the back of the net. He looks the goods.
Yeah, he's a proven goal scorer. Played his trade all over the world and through Europe, and has scored goals everywhere he's played. So, we know he has the ability. It's up to our boys to give him the opportunities in front of goal. And, he showed what he could do on the weekend, and hopefully can continue that throughout the season. He's going to be a very important player for this team.
Hey, Danny, good to have you back in Sydney, mate. Congratulations on that first up win, and try and make it another one against your old club.
Definitely. Thank you, guys.
There you go. Central Coast Mariners goalkeeper there, Denny Vukovic. And His team now, his new team, the Sydney FC, are the hot favourites at tab.com.au. And why not after that 4-0 win over the Wanderers? $1.40, the draw $5, and the Central Coast Mariners there. They are the outsiders. $6.50. For the Central Coast, who are often play above their weight, but they're coming off a very, very tough season last year. But they were 3-0 down on the weekend before coming back and drawing 3-3.
Yeah,
so they've got
effort.
A bit of spirit.